are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
It is the first Tuesday in the month of March, which means it is our first State of the Program episode here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. So hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Tuesday, March 2nd, and on this State of the Program, as we are now in the month of March, we need to speak and check in with one of the member institutions around this conference that is teetering on the bubble of the Big Dance, trying to make the NCAA tournament for the 23rd straight season. And the man with his hands covering his face is feeling all the emotions that my intro brings along with. It is Matt Sheehan, one of the co-hosts of Locked On Spartans, a great member of this Locked On Podcast Network's Big Ten community. So, Matt, great to have you here. I'm sure you're feeling a lot of things right now. If you want to use these next 15, 20 minutes to just open it up, this is your platform to do so.
Yeah, I'm on the Ben Stevens therapy couch right now. I come to you broken mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm downtrodden. I am defeated. But at the end of the day, Ben, against all that, I'm still hopeful for some reason that this Michigan State team that has just caught seemingly their 35th double-digit loss over the weekend can circle the wagons and show us what they gave to Illinois and to Ohio State to keep the tournament dreams alive. I'm a basket case right now. I usually march first because it usually means, hey, sick. March Madness is coming up pretty soon. It usually means, all right, hey, is MSU going to be a 2 seed, a 3 seed? Like, oh, what's going to happen? Do we rest our players at the end of the season? 1997 was the last time they missed the tournament. I was 5 years old. My Twitter game was a little more mild back then, too. This is unfamiliar territory for us. I absolutely, positively hate it. Someone asked me yesterday if I just wish that they lost to Illinois and Ohio State just so we didn't even have this cloud of mystery around us. I will not say that. I will not go as far as saying that. However, I will say that life would be a lot healthier right now if they just went ahead and did that and ripped the Band-Aid off. But no, Ben, we get to sweat out a game against Indiana. And when has that ever gone bad in the last 3 years of Michigan State basketball, especially when they're favored? And then two games against a rival who seems – to be able to get like a 7 seed in the East if they were playing in the NBA this year. So, Ben, did you ask me how I was doing? I guess that's how I'm doing. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm rambling. I'm hijacking your show.
No.
But that's what happens when you introduce a broken man onto a program. So,
Matt Sheehan, every time that you come onto this podcast, whether it's you or with your partner, Will Hunter, or one of you guys together, I think you guys represent the true pulse of the fans in East Lansing. That's why I love having you on this show, because you express these true emotions that you are feeling and back it up with all of your thoughts about it. So I think this is perfect. And I think this is exactly why we need you here on the State of the Program episode today.
I can't just play macho and be like all confident, like, oh, they're fine. They just need to get 2 wins. Like, if I just woke up from a 4-month-long coma and I saw that Michigan State was in a predicament and they needed 2 more wins, like, okay, that'd be fine. But no, like, we've seen them play pretty bad. I mean, and we saw the shades of the point guard problem pop up against Maryland once again. The outside shooting being a problem once again. It's a flawed team, but dang it, they showed greatness against Illinois and Ohio State. So we always have that in the back of our head, and that's what makes this week so interesting. So interesting. God,
but that's why I think, as you expressed in the beginning portion of your answer to start off this conversation, that you still, for some reason, have hope. And I think that Michigan State still should have hope to make the NCAA tournament. And let's focus on the positives, because on Thursday night, Matt Sheehan, you were drinking a Miller Lite and feeling pretty good about the boys in East Lansing, even using the B word, singing a different tune after their second straight win over a top five opponent. I'm not going to use the B word right now because we need to focus on the present. But in that midst of that 3-game winning streak, what do you think was working so well for Michigan State that they can hope to replicate here in the final 3 games of the regular season?
Well, I'll start with a cliche answer. It's toughness for sure. Like, they were just dogs on the boards, just fouling hard in the paint. I mean, and every fan base has their opinion of what happened in the Illinois game. And even somehow the Ohio State game, there's opinions on that.
Illinois fans were pissed about that, dude.
Illinois fans haven't slept without thinking of Michigan State in the last week. So, yeah, that's had a major effect on them. But so it's not just toughness, but it's also the more X's and O's of it. They shortened the bench. They went back to Rocket at point guard. Is Rocket the greatest point guard in the world? Absolutely not, but he's the best we have. And he did have pretty damn good moments against Ohio State and Illinois. Hogard is okay, but that's too much to ask for a true freshman. I mean, it's not like he was a top 20 recruit that came in and we expect a lot of him. He was on the top 75 border, and, you know, he's thrown into a bad spot of, hey, our point guard situation hasn't worked, AJ. Go in there and make stuff happen. And it's hit or miss with him. And Aaron Henry has got the team on his back. Josh Langford has the team on his back. At the end of the season, not just the Michigan State, but all programs, you see the seniors start to have a sense of urgency too. And they really, really had incredible games against Illinois and Ohio State. What doesn't help is that Maryland was, I think, the fourth game in 8 days. And Maryland had the week off. And I'm not saying there's some conspiracy there or whatever, but like that certainly hurt. I mean, if you just go back and watch the second half, I think 99% of MSU's missed jump shots bang the front end of the iron. Like, their legs are dead. And what doesn't make me feel good, it's not like, okay, four games in 8 days. Hey, it's over. It's all done. No, you got your fifth game in 10 days coming down the pipeline. After that, your sixth game in 12 days coming down the pipeline. And then to cap off the season against a little Michigan team, your seventh game in 15 days. So the bench is shortened, but that also means more minutes for the guys. And we're asking a lot here down the stretch.
And then after that seventh game in 15 days, hey, let's go to Indianapolis and get ready for the Big Ten tournament against most likely that Maryland team that you lost to a week ago Sunday. And then if you win that game, the third game in 8 days against that rival, the Michigan Wolverines. So what didn't work in the Maryland game outside of the bad shooting, in your opinion, that you think they can fix here before Indiana tonight?
Yeah, so a common refrain for our podcast, of course, because we're a Michigan State podcast, is just to point out the things MSU does wrong. And throughout the season, there's been no shortage of that. But I'm singing a different tune after the Maryland game. Allow me to just be boring here, but it's kind of a tip your hat game to Maryland. Their defense was incredible, not just off the jump, but the entire game. Like, they didn't get anything going in the paint. They didn't let MSU penetrate and take, you know, floaters or those elbow twos. They let MSU shoot as many threes as they possibly wanted, which is a great game plan. Juxtapose that with the Illinois game. I think MSU only took, less than a dozen three-pointers, and I think that was the recipe to success. So not only that, but anytime Maryland blitzes you, starting 5 of 6 from behind the three-point line, and also 23 of 24 free throws, it's like, yeah, MSU didn't play good, but what can you do? Like, that Maryland team just probably wasn't going to get beat that day against a team that's a caliber of Michigan State, no matter how good MSU played. So I know it's a boring answer, but yeah, just tip your hat to the Terrapins.
But I agree. I agree with you, because Maryland is a team that I believe is squarely in the NCAA tournament after being on the bubble for much of the last month. They are now a top 30 ranked defense when you look at KenPom in terms of the efficiency metrics. They are receiving votes in the latest AP poll. This Maryland team has found what they do well, which is really focus on the defensive end of things and slow down the pace of the game. And they made that confusing for Michigan State. As we are discussing with Matt Sheehan of Locked On Spartans on today's State of the Program Michigan State episode, a lot of moving parts for Michigan State right now when you look at their tournament resume. Can they get in? So many pieces need to fall in place. Well, you want to go for the parts that you need to make sure your car or your truck is running at its best? That's rockauto.com. And it's not as confusing as looking at MSU's shot to get on the bubble, because rockauto.com is all about convenient self-service. It's a family-run business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Another tie-in between Michigan State and Rock Auto, serving customers online for 20 years. That's almost as long as Michigan State's 22-year current NCAA tournament streak. And at rockauto.com, they have everything you need, from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. You don't have to leave the house. You get everything sent right to you in an easy, convenient way at rockauto.com. And best of all, the prices are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On, LOCKED space O-N, LOCKED space O-N, and their How Did You Hear About Us box to know that we sent you here from the Locked On Podcast Network. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. The jingle's going to be hitting a different level in March. So here we go. All the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto, rockauto.com. On today's State of the Program, all about the Spartans basketball program in East Lansing, we're covering everything you need to know about Michigan State's hopes of making the NCAA tournament and the Big Ten Conference in general. But what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your favorite shows. On this podcast, we continue listening to Matt Sheehan. We hear his concerns, and we try to make him feel better about where Michigan State stands on the state of the program. So we are speaking with one of the co-hosts of Locked On Spartans, Matt Sheehan, giving us all the feels today, speaking about the Spartans basketball team and what needs to happen moving forward in this final three-game stretch of the regular season, and then if they want to keep their postseason hopes alive in the Big Ten tournament. So Matt Sheehan, I ask you, what do you think Michigan State needs to do here over this final stretch, whether it be the regular season or into the Big Ten tournament, to still be a part of the NCAA tournament come about a week and a half on Selection Sunday?
It, from a wins and loss perspective, it has to be just win two games. You have four guaranteed games left in the schedule. If you beat Indiana, okay, just win one of Michigan. That should automatically. That you should get a top four seed if you beat Indiana and then beat Michigan. Let's talk about it. But if you lose both those games, then okay, just whoever you get day one of the Big Ten tournament. Lose to Indiana, okay, now you're in a 2-3 situation where you got to win a prayer against Michigan. Or if you lose both those games, maybe the first two wins of the Big Ten tournament get you in, but that's probably worst case. Most sweated out scenario right there. From just a X's and O's thing, I mean, you got to hope that it's just an Indiana team that is just dead and does not want the season to continue. Hopefully morale couldn't be any lower in Bloomington down there. So that'd be nice. And also hit your shots. I mean, just try to make an open three-pointer every once in a while. Maybe don't let Trace Jackson-Davis go for 32 points this time. Maybe hold them to like 24. I don't think that's too greedy. And what do you do against Michigan? Weapons? I don't know. Like you just I play with seven people on the court and hope that no one notices. I don't know what you do there. So that's beyond me. And for the first day of the Big Ten tournament, you pray to God that Maryland isn't the team that you're going to go against the first day, because I do not want to see that team again. Ben, they play good defense. I don't want to see it again. Like, sure, the shooting might be a little on the fluky side, like 5 of 6, 23 of 24 from the free throw line. Like, I don't know if that could be sustained. But damn, that defense, that could be sustained, and that's not something I want to see again.
And as it stands right now, if the season were to end today, Michigan State would be the 9 seed in the Big Ten tournament playing the 8 seed Maryland, and that could potentially set up another matchup, a third game in 8 days against the top seed, the Michigan Wolverines. So let's focus first on the game against Indiana tonight. It is in the Brez. It is in East Lansing. Are you hopeful that Michigan State gets the win over IU?
Ben, I've been spurned the last 3 years, 2018, 2019, 2020. MSU has had the far superior team against Indiana. All 3 years, they have just taken L's against them. I know that the tide has changed this year. We finally got a great comeback win in Bloomington to kind of right the ship of the season and keep the hopes alive. But, man, I'd be lying to you if I said I felt comfortable about playing an Indiana team in a must-win game with probably a superior roster in a game that you should win. I don't feel good about that just because I have PTSD from what's happened the last 3 years. And also to go back to the point, fifth game in 10 days. Like I don't like that whatsoever. Hey, Indiana, like they've been playing a lot of games too. So it's going to be dead legs versus dead-er legs. So we'll see where the cream rises, hopefully to the top of the Breslin Center for Spartans here, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready to use the H word yet. Cautiously on the border of barely being slightly optimistic is how I'm going to label that.
You have a way with words. I want you to know that when you're expressing your true emotions, how it all filters out of your mouth is beautiful. I don't know if Will compliments you enough on Locked On Spartans, because
it'll shock you. Are able no, to it doesn't. Yeah, thanks. The misery of the season really brings out the addiction in me, if you will, Ben.
Well, you know, I think it's truly beautiful. Is there a matchup outside of Trace Jackson Davis that you think the Spartans can exploit tonight to bring them success in the Breslin Center?
MSU's three-point shooting versus Indiana's three-point perimeter defense. I mean, you just got to hope
that's not good.
I know it's not good, but you know what else isn't good? MSU's three-point shooting. So we're going to see who's going to win the battle. Who's going to win the bum fight on the perimeter here? Is it going to be Indiana's bad perimeter defense, or is it going to be MSU's bad perimeter shooting? Joey Hauser, he's had a bad season, down season, but his three-point shooting as of late has kind of crept back up, especially against Maryland. I think he had 3 three-pointers, I want to say. So hopefully he can keep it going. Gabe Brown's been a lot more active. He's deadly from behind the arc if he gets it going. Rocket Watch just hit 1 3-pointer. I'm not asking a lot here. I don't know. I feel like MSU needs to hit, we'll call it 8 3-pointers here. 24 points worth of 3-pointers, Ben. How does that sound? Is that doable for the Spartans? Am I asking a lot? Am I greedy?
No, I think so. I think that's a really good point. I think that would be the decisive edge. Like you mentioned, Indiana struggles to guard the 3-point line. Last in the Big Ten Conference in Big Ten play, allowing their opponents to shoot 37% from deep. And correct me if I'm wrong as I pull up the stat sheet here from the last game they played against Indiana about 2 weeks ago. But it was one of the few times this season that Michigan State has shot above 40% in Big Ten play from three. Am I right in saying such a thing?
Dude, it feels like it's the only time they've shot above 25% in Big Ten play. So, yeah, I would imagine that's the only time they reach such a high number, no doubt.
And I would also say, Indiana coming off a loss to Michigan this past Saturday. They limited Trace Jackson Davis. He was 3 of 12. IU right now on a slide in a big one. 3 straight losses. They are out of the NCAA tournament picture. You have to wonder how much motivation they have tonight playing for a coach that might be in a lame duck scenario in Archie Miller. I think they put up the fight. They put up the fight against Michigan that I think we expected in those first 10, 12 minutes of the game. And then Michigan's just superiority wore on them through the rest of it. I don't know if they put up the same resolve on the road on a quick turnaround tonight in East Lansing. So we move past Indiana. Indiana is a must win for Michigan State, which leaves the second ranked team in the country, probably the best team in college basketball in my mind right now, the Michigan Wolverines, in a back-to-back to end the year. Thursday night and then Sunday in the Big Ten regular season finale. Can Michigan State get their rivals Michigan's at least once throughout this stretch?
I would love to use the old adage, like, oh, it rivals me, throw the record books out. But, like, dude, like, I actually still haven't seen Michigan play this year. But
right. You told me that last time you were on, like, 2-3 weeks ago. You're like, I haven't watched them. I don't want to watch them. Whatever.
No, I'm still sticking to it. Like, I'm content just, betting on them, first of all, because, like, their spreads are still widely gettable. And then what I do after I bet on them is I check the score, and I see, oh, they won by 34 points. Good for them. There's no stopping them. It's unbelievable. I'm not feeling good at all about those two games. Mostly for also karmatic reasons too. You just go back to the 2018-2019 season, beating them at home to win your second straight Big Ten title, and then a week later on St. Patrick's Day, beating them in the Big Ten tournament final. Like that was as blissful as bliss can get for Michigan State until you roll into the March Madness tournament and you beat Zion and Duke to go to the Final Four. Oh, Ben, you should have been there. It was the greatest month of yours truly's entire life. So I feel like our reckoning's coming here in these next two games. What worse way to just end the season than back-to-back losses to your rival to shut you out of the NCAA tournament? I feel like we got some checks that we have to cash here. Does this have anything to do with X's and O's in the basketball court? Absolutely not. No, this goes beyond that. This is a spiritual game coming up here. I'm not feeling good about. How's that for an answer? Just not talking about the game at all, but talking about what's happened in the past and how karma can come back to bite us, Ben. That's what you have me on for.
When you have two rivals in the state of Michigan, I think everything needs to be addressed. As Kenneth Pomeroy sees it right now in both of those games against Michigan, the first one in the Chrysler Center on Thursday night, the second one back home in the Brez on Sunday, Ken Pom has Michigan State losing by double digits in both of those contests. Yeah. But Ken Pom has been wrong before. Ken Pom also thinks Indiana is going to beat Michigan State tonight, 69-68. That's a much smaller spread than he has for Michigan over Michigan State in those final two games. But as we mentioned, Mashian, and this is why I remain hopeful, I expressed the same opinion on yesterday's weekend recap here on the Locked On Big Ten show, that I believe if Michigan State must handle Indiana, I think they do that tonight because I think IU is a shell of themselves now. If they even lose the two in the regular season against Michigan to win the Big Ten tournament, I think puts them on the right side of the bubble, maybe part of the last four in category. But it's very difficult to beat a team three times in a season, let alone three times in 8 days. And that might be what is on the horizon for the Spartans if they play the Wolverines in the Big Ten tournament. Is there any little bit of hope that I just was able to give to you there?
No.
Okay. Well, I tried.
No. You tried. Hey, and you know what, Ben? I love you for that. I love the optimism. I'm sure State fans listening loved it as well. and buy into it. I just can't. I just think Michigan's too polished of a team, and it's their defense too. Like every time I check a score, it's like, oh my God, this team only scored 12 points against Michigan. That's unbelievable. So their big man, Dickinson, seems to be shutting down like anyone that comes in. And we just don't have good scoring big men to begin with. So we're going to be held to negative points in the paint coming up here. So no, listen, hey, I would love to be wrong. I was wrong before. Going back to October, talk about the Michigan State football game. I was singing the same tone here. We all know how that worked out.
What was the final score?
It was 27-24. Yeah, okay. You know, I'm a little fuzzy memory. 27-24 as three touchdown underdogs, Ben. People forget that. So same vibes going into these two games. I got the same vibes too, and I'm hoping for the same post-game vibes too.
So not only is Michigan State in action tonight against Indiana, two other great, and I mean great, games of Big Ten basketball, including the highlight of the night all across the college sports landscape, Michigan and Illinois, a top four battle, the fourth-ranked Illini on the road in Ann Arbor taking on the second-ranked Michigan Wolverines, and then to end your night, a top 25 tilt between Purdue, who's ranked 23rd now, and Wisconsin, who still somehow is a part of the AP top 25. Picks coming on right after we finish our conversation with Matt Sheehan, but you know that if we're talking picks for Tuesday night of college basketball, we're getting all of our lines, our spreads, our totals, everything from betonline.ag. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Right now, in March, college basketball should be the top of your mind, and BetOnline has you covered with real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. Has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds you need. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code Locked On. That's LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. We have some picks in 2 minutes for this Tuesday night of Big Ten basketball that comes up after our conversation with Matt Sheehan. Of course, again, all the lines coming from betonline.ag. Use that promo code Locked On, LOCKEDON, to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. This is the Locked On Big Ten podcast, but you know that you're listening to it. But it's one of three great conference shows we have across the college network here on the Locked On Podcast Network. We also have Locked On Big 12 with Josh Neighbors and Locked On SEC with Chris Gordy. Both of those guys keeping you locked and loaded with everything you need to know about those two great conferences, the Big 12 and the SEC, each and every day. Right as we're in March getting ready for the NCAA tournament, the conference tournaments, make sure to give a listen to Locked On Big 12 with Josh Neighbors and Locked On SEC with Chris Gordy as well. Back here on Locked On Big 10, our state of the program with Michigan State. Can they continue their streak of making the NCAA tournament? Matt Sheehan lets us know.
I hate March, man. I used to love March Madness. I used to love it. And now I despise it.
The way you expressed it, too, when you came on is like, this is normally a time of the year where Michigan State's like, oh, are we on the two line, the three line? Should we rest?
Yeah, it's all good.
Should Cassius not play against Indiana tonight because we don't really need him and we need to rest him up for the Big Ten tournament, NCAA tournament? So I'll end with this. Mm-hmm. Let's assume that Michigan State beats Indiana tonight. They lose the two against Michigan to end out the regular season, but then they beat whoever they play in that first opening round game in the Big Ten tournament. Do you think that alone would give Michigan State a bid to the NCAA tournament? What would you rate that on a scale of 1 to 10, that scenario?
6.5, probably. Like, I think we're on the right side of it, but there's still reason to sweat it out. It'd be solid wins. They play in the toughest conference. They got a good amount of quad one wins. Not really any horrible losses. Probably the Northwestern loss would be the only one that you would consider bad right now. You also need some forest fires elsewhere. Like Duke going down would help. Stanford, what do you have? Drake, for example. Yeah, the hits. Richmond. All the classic first four out, next four out teams need to also lose as well. And also, like, here's a weird, like, conspiracy I'm hanging on to, and I'm not sheepish at all about it, is that NCAA lost a butt ton of money last year not having a tournament. You need your brands in the tournament this year, man. Like, what are people going to watch? Are they going to watch the Richmond Spiders, or are they going to watch Michigan State? Like, get a little more eyeballs on that, a little more ad revenue. I'm probably talking out of my rear end right now, but listen, I am so desperate for anything right now to hold on to that I'm not going to shy away from trotting out that conspiracy whatsoever. And I don't care. It's like, oh, you got in just because of your laurels and your brand name. Sure. Okay.
Right.
That's fine. I don't care. In is in. In is in. The things I would do for Michigan State to win the tournament are unspeakable. I would do anything right now for them to just creep into faux Dayton, aka West Lafayette, as a first four team and duke it out on a Wednesday. That'd be bliss.
Inside Mackey? That might be a little bit difficult for Michigan State. However,
oh, we lose by 20, but hey, we made the tournament. Like, whatever.
You it's all good. Keep the streak going. You keep the streak going. 23 straight years.
Right.
I will say this about your idea of getting brand names into the big dance, especially in a year after we did not have the NCAA tournament and the NCAA lost millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Money talks.
I will say this. We may not agree with it. It might not be the right thing to do, but is it a part of the conversation? 100%. Myself, a proud Syracuse alum, there's been a lot of years where SU was on the bubble where I thought, nah, don't have the metrics for it, don't have the quality of wins, a couple bad losses here and there. And Syracuse somehow finds their way on the right side of the bubble and then makes some noise.
And then they beat Michigan State in the second round in Detroit. That's
I wasn't going to mention it. I was not going to mention
it. I was there, man. It was the worst day of my life. It was worst day of my life until Selection Sunday comes up this year if MSU doesn't make it.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. But I still have hope. I say that to all of you Spartan fans. I still have hope that a win over Indiana has to happen tonight on this Tuesday. It has to happen. And then if they win a game in the Big Ten tournament and then possibly knock off Michigan, if they beat Michigan in any of the possible three games they might play here to end out the Big Ten year, they're in the NCAA tournament.
Five seed.
Without
five
a doubt.
Five seed. Yep. You can go 1-4 with the win against Michigan. Five seed. Don't care. Pencil
five
in.
Seed taking on the 12 seed Drake. That's like, oh, sick. Okay, you guys beat Michigan. So now we can take your
that's
spot.
That's right. Yep. Five seed. And they actually move up that round to Breslin Center, too, for a home game. That's how nice the committee will be to us if we can topple Michigan here.
So much to find out in the next coming weeks of March as we look to
the
NCAA tournament.
I don't sleep anymore, Ben. I know.
I mean,
I hate this.
But this is why the State of the Program episode here on the Locked On Big Ten show is as crucial as it is, especially now in the month of March, to get the true feeling of our fan bases, of our teams around the Big Ten Conference. And Matt Sheehan, one of the co-hosts of Locked On Spartans, does it better than anybody. Whatever words, whatever analogy he paints, it is the best there is. I'm glad. I hope these past 20 minutes or so have been a nice expressive moment for you as well, where you're able to share some thoughts and get some things off your chest.
It's always therapeutic, Ben. It is. Because like right now, the wife and child are out of the house. They might have just left me for good. I'm not sure. So like I have no one to talk to right now. So it's very good to like get a bunch of things off my chest. This is healthy. This is healthy. Thank you.
Let's do it again sometime. Hopefully in a more optimistic, hopeful tone, and maybe have your other co-host Will Hunter on for a three box. That would be something.
Oh my god, triple box this thing. Let's go. I don't sleep anymore, Ben. I just stare at the ceiling, just waiting for games to happen. I mean, that's what I do.
So many, many thanks again to our guy, Matt Sheehan, for coming on today's State of the Program episode. He is one of the co-hosts of Locked On Spartans. He and his partner, Will Hunter, do an incredible job keeping you in the know of what you need to know about Michigan State. They do it in an authentic, relatable manner, as you can hear from Matt Sheehan today, sharing his thoughts, his concerns, everything about where Michigan State stands here in the final week of the regular season. Michigan State in action tonight, as you know, hosting Indiana. When I was speaking with Matt, the lines had not come out yet, but as we know from betonline.ag, MSU now a 2.5-point home favorite, the over-under total 137. Matt doesn't have as much confidence in Michigan State. I say take the Spartans tonight. The other two games of Big Ten basketball, two picks in 2 minutes. Let's get it rolling, and let's start with the highlight of the night in the Big Ten and really all of college basketball. Second-ranked Michigan hosts fourth-ranked Illinois inside the Chrysler Center in Ann Arbor. As our friends at betonline.ag see it, Michigan an 8-point favorite, the over-under total 145.5. The biggest question remains, and as it stands right now as I am speaking to you, we are not certain of Io DeSumo's status for the game against the Wolverines. Brad Underwood said on Monday that he is day-to-day. Might we see the masked man himself, Io DeSumo, suit up for this huge matchup against Michigan? I would say more likely yes than no, but it really is dependent on my pick for this game if Io is playing. If he is, I think Illinois keeps it close enough to cover, although I do think Michigan wins. They have pretty much wrapped up the top spot in the Big Ten Conference. As we look to the Big Ten Tournament, they will be the number one seed most likely with a huge advantage in the loss column. Michigan has won 7 straight games. They are in top 5 in KenPom's both offensive and defensive efficiency. This Michigan team is rolling. Illinois showed some character without Io DeSumo in these past 2 games, beating Nebraska and Wisconsin, but I don't think it's enough against Michigan tonight. If Io is not suited up, take Michigan, lay the points. They are playing that good of basketball at the current moment. The final game of the night, a top 25 tilt as well. 25th ranked Wisconsin on the road visiting Mackey in the 23rd ranked Purdue Boilermakers. How Wisconsin is staying in the top 25, I don't know, but they are still there. So yes, this is a top 25 matchup. Purdue, a 2-point favorite from betonline.ag, the over-under total, 129.5. That total is indicative of the pace you will see. Both teams like to slow it down. Both teams don't really thrill you offensively, but the way Purdue is playing right now is so impressive. The way Wisconsin is playing, not so much. If you can get the production from Sasha Stefanovic that Purdue got on Friday night in their win on the road against Penn State, this Purdue team can make a run to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. Mark my words, because the freshmen are playing so well. Jaden Ivey, Brandon Newman, Mason Gillis, Zach Edey off the bench, and of course their cornerstone of that team, Trevion Williams. 4 of 5 starters in double figures against Penn State on Friday. I think Purdue keeps it rolling. They've won 3 straight. I like them to cover at home tonight against Wisconsin. Big Ten Ben's picks for this Tuesday night of Big Ten basketball. Huge night in the Big Ten Conference. 3 games all across. We like Michigan to cover if Io is not playing. If Io is, take Illinois to cover that 8-point spread. I think Michigan State, I still feel pretty confident in the magic that Tom Izzo has found. Take them to cover by 2.5 points over Indiana, because I think the Hoosiers have lost all the momentum they had. And then in the final game of the night, a top 25 matchup, Wisconsin and Purdue. I like the 23rd ranked Boilermakers to cover at home, a 2-point favorite, as our friends at betonline.ag see it. So that has been your Tuesday episode of the Locked On Big Ten podcast, which means tomorrow is Wednesday, which means it's Bracketology Wednesday. So much to get to, so much to cipher through in this final week of the Big Ten regular season with our resident bracketologist, Kevin Sweeney. He is back on the show tomorrow. So until we talk tomorrow, have a splendid Tuesday.